Charlie Kirk, The Media Tolerates Hatred of Conservatives on Campus. By Charlie Kirk on April 15, 2019. A recent incident that garnered national media attention, including national television news, involved an attack at a high school where one student pulled out a can of bear spray and directly assaulted another student. The drift from the spray impacted approximately 20 students and paramedics had to be called. One student was hospitalized. I neglected to mention that the above-referenced attack happened in Newfoundland, Canada. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation provided coverage. Here in the United States, last week a group of Turning Point USA students at Park City High School in Park City, Utah, were planning on gathering in a classroom for a scheduled event until a fellow student released bear spray into their planned venue. The spray entered the school's air ducts and caused medical problems, including breathing distress for the choir practicing in a nearby room. Approximately 20 students were impacted, with one requiring hospitalization. Sound familiar? Where is CBC here in the States when you need them? The American media ignored this hate crime, save for local coverage and the ever-reliable Breitbart News. Also last week, Katie Davis Court, the TPUSA chapter president at South Seattle College, was stalked by an SUV driver who then circled her as she walked to her parked car. The person had also allegedly been destroying TPUSA signage that Davis Court and others had positioned on campus. The driver, drunk on hatred if not anything else, managed to hit another car while stalking Davis Court, and the police are now investigating it as both a hit and run and a possible hate crime. Again, Breitbart News to the rescue by making the story available. The mainstream media is not covering it. If only the event had happened in Canada. The hatred that we are experiencing on college campuses is like prevailing winds, it flows in mostly one direction. The hate is coming from the students and professors who profess tolerance as a ruse to conceal intolerance, and to persecute anyone believing in the following five things: free speech, free markets, limited government, constitutional principles, American exceptionalism. TPUSA is built around these ideas. Nothing in any of our literature, campus activities, student conferences, and media appearances ever presents anything to contradict these values. We are the student group that has made a special attempt to reach out young women. We are the student group that has made a special attempt to reach out to young Latinos. We are the student group that brought African American students to the White House. None of these protests were grounded in any sort of reality. Everything that was being protested was being done disingenuously by organizers and mindlessly by followers. There is no evidence whatsoever of TPUSA being in any way a hate group. None. During our event, we were interrupted on stage by protesters shouting obscenities and calling us racists. Both had to be escorted off by police. At least one was identified as a member of Students for Justice in Palestine, a real-life, bona fide group of folks who hate the state of Israel and whose actions can easily be characterized as anti-Semitic. In late March, the dorm room of a TPUSA member at Tulane University was set on fire with their roommates still inside. Thankfully, nobody was injured. The incident happened right after the student was doxxed, had their personal information shared on social media. People in the media and people who are in social sciences like to try to connect dots, to look for patterns that can be derived from independent events or data points. In the case of what is happening on college campuses, and in particular what is happening to TPUSA students just in the past few months, the dots are connecting themselves. These are not data points, this is a giant ink spill. Why can't the experts interpret it? How come the Southern Poverty Law Center, the self-proclaimed and very self-righteous organization dedicated to fighting hate, isn't standing up against what TPUSA and other like-minded groups are experiencing? Why isn't the Anti-Defamation League coming forward to help us when our group is one of the loudest voices in support of Israel and against the discrimination of Jewish students on campus? And where is the American media? Why are they not busy connecting the dots of what is going on? For the answer, please refer a few paragraphs back to the five things that TPUSA and most other conservative student groups believe to be our values. Each of these, especially free markets and American exceptionalism, are abhorrent to American progressives. They hate the idea of free exchange and profit commerce directed at satisfying individual need as opposed to the greater good. They also cannot tolerate the United States being considered somehow superior to other nations. They are waging a war for the control of our consciousness, and for them, anything goes in the cause to suppress ideas that are not theirs. Facts are irrelevant and hypocrisy and contradiction are methodology. Some might say that it is ironic that watchdog groups and media members who say they are trying to combat hate are tolerating it at best and spreading it at worst. It isn't ironic, it is deliberate.